Good morning. We continue Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yudalid, and we're learning Siman Tezayin, which dealt with the sponges, and we mentioned the sheet of the Ravid and the Rambam, and we left with the question. The Ravid's question against the Rambam is significantly compelling, that we have a concern that the person is, even when there's a handle, there's going to be inevitable, there's going to be squeezing taking place. So there really are two scenarios where a person uses a sponge. One scenario, a person uses a sponge, what we've been talking about till now, where the sponge has a cleansing liquid in it, water, let's say soapy water or water, which we're using to clean a surface. So we're taking the sponge, which has water in it, and we're pressing it on the surface. Some of the liquid is coming out, and that allows the water, the dirt which is there on the surface, to be loosened. And the sponge then, with the moisture of the sponge, wipes it away. So that's one process over here, which there is an intent to extract the liquid. And that's the goal. There's another scenario where a person would use a sponge. It would be the opposite, a case where there was a spill. The person wants to use the sponge to absorb the spill and take the spill, take the liquid into the sponge. So is there going to be a problem in that situation? They're not trying to squeeze it. So in that scenario, the halacha of the Rambam and the Rashi makes a lot of sense. If you're holding the sponge by the actual body of the sponge, the nature of it is just gripping it. As the liquid comes in, you're causing some of the liquid to seep out. So it's inevitable you're going to be squeezing it. It will be a secretion. You have no interest in that liquid coming out, because you're not trying to use the liquid to clean anything. But it'll be a secretion, which is still also a mitzvah, according to many, many Rishonim. Let's say it has a handle, so you don't have to grip the sponge itself. So then all you're doing is putting the sponge there to absorb the liquid. You're not pressing down the sponge, but its natural wicking process will wick the liquid inside into the sponge. What would be the concern if the sponge becomes full? If you're putting it on a spill which is larger than the amount of liquid is larger than the amount the sponge could absorb, there's a gzeir derbanan that you might take the sponge, go over to the sink, squeeze it out, release the liquid which is there in order to go back and use the sponge again to absorb more liquid. But assuming that the sponge is being placed on a spill which it can absorb without becoming overextended, in other words, the sponge can't absorb all of the liquid. If the spill is small enough, or the sponge is large enough, that it can absorb all of the liquid which is there and still not be totally full, there's no gzeira derabanan, no reason to squeeze it out. The fact that there's liquid in there, a sponge is a type of an item which you don't mind leaving liquid inside of it. So one explanation to understand the Rambam Shita is he's talking about a case not that you want to clean the surface, which then the Rambam's question will be compelling, but rather you want to absorb the liquid which is there, and then the Rambam's question is no longer relevant. So this is a Rafael Zatzal suggests pshat in the Rambam, that that's the only scenario the Rambam is allowing the uses of a sponge. So halacha l'maisa would come out. The person wants to use a sponge to cleanse the surface, even if it has a handle. But if you're using it to clean the surface by using the liquid in the sponge to clean the area, that's going to be a problem. If you would pour water on the area and rub the water in on the surface by hand, and now you want it to take the sponge there to absorb the liquid which is there, and that's all you plan to do with the sponge, is just absorb the liquid which is present, that would be mutter. So that would be, that limits the halacha of the sponge significantly. So halacha l'maisa, I would suggest that the person should follow the approach of Rafalk. It seems to me that it makes a lot of sense, and that would give an answer to the Rambam's question on the Rambam and give us a way to understand the halacha. Clearly, the Rambam understood the Rambam the first way. He's discussing about using the sponge to expel liquid onto the surface and clean it, and then his question is very compelling. But if you use this approach, you've answered the question of the Ravid. Those who wish to rely on the simple pshat on the Rambam, it's clearly there are many poskim which do understand like that. So a person would, like we said before, a person would not, if it has a handle, so you're not gripping the sponge directly, A, and B, you're not pressing down at all. You're doing it very gently, very gently. It's going to be mutter. This is all discussed in the case of a sponge. If you have a scouring pad, which it's a loose type of a netting, and it does not trap the water. There's no skeeter involved at all in the process of that water coming out, and there would be not a problem of using that to cleanse a surface or to cleanse a plate, pot, etc. So we're discussing over here something like a sponge, which has a strong ability to actually absorb inside of itself. And with this, we finish the siman. We do need to cover a few points of the Tchayim did not touch upon. And we will do that in a few upcoming shurim, and then we will go on to the next siman and simonim, which deal with the malacha of borer. Have a good day.